MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting now with Sean Saunders, founder at Revex, and Kieran Ryan, a MoneyWeb contributor focusing on the crypto world. Kieran, if I could kick off with you. I mean, back in the day, crypto was all about Bitcoin, and there were some other little Doge coins and the like. But really, Bitcoin was where it at. Fast forward to today, and the crypto world is fundamentally changing. Bitcoin's still the granddaddy in the world, but in the room, there are literally dozens of new up-and-coming coins, and many of them establishing themselves really fast in the crypto space.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So firstly, good morning. Thanks for having me today. But it's really interesting to sort of see the emergence of cryptocurrencies that aren't only focused on payments, right? So, I mean, we've spoken about cryptocurrencies that maybe should be called crypto assets because they do a lot more than just act as currencies. And you know, seeing the likes of Cardano, Polkadot, Uniswap, the likes of Solana even over the last while, that have sort of really grown in value as programmable blockchains. So blockchains that do a lot more than just transfer value. It's been really interesting to see. And the crypto space has now gone well beyond just moving money around and moving into sort of this new web version 3.0, which is, you know, sort of like the third industrial revolution, taking it to the, sort of the next step.
Kieran, I mean, you write on this, you're doing podcasts on this, you're working on a fair bunch. How do you decide which is the up-and-coming coins that are worth covering? I mean, is it as they start to move? Is it market cap, or is it sort of the base technology underlying it?
It's a little bit of all of those that you've mentioned, but one of the things to keep an eye on is how are they moving up the market cap rankings. Mm-hmm. And Solana is one of these astonishing success stories that came into being only in the last few years. I wrote an article on it a week ago. Its market cap was $34 billion a week ago, and yesterday it was $57 billion. This thing has just exploded. You think of the kind of value creation that a coin like that can accrete. It's quite astonishing. Bear in mind, over the last year alone, it's gone up 5,600%. And this is why people are paying a lot more attention to cryptos. The trick is, you know, how do you spot these things early?
Yeah.
Well, you know, where do they start joining the market cap rankings? And Solana is now ranked number 6 behind Bitcoin, Ethereum, and a few others. But to go from nowhere in a period of a year to number 6 with a market cap of $57 billion, that's quite a story.
Yeah, I mean, you know, back in the day, 10 years ago, less of a storm. I mean, you know, Doge was there for a point, but it's changed. Sean, Solana, I mean, this is relatively new. I think 3.5 years ago was when it initially was raising seed. And it really is about blockchain and what people can do on top of it. I was digging through the Solana website. There are in excess of 300 different teams who are sort of working different, I mean, payments and all sorts onto that Solana blockchain. That is the key story here.
Yeah, 100% is, right? I think one thing that's interesting to note, and maybe this is taking a bit of a step back, because people hear the name Solana, right? And they go, okay, is this a new pop star? Or what is this? Because crypto is weird like that, right? You get all these new emerging cryptocurrencies that come out of nowhere. And it is because the space is so quickly evolving, right? I mean, if you look at Solana, really, this is a programmable blockchain, which means that you have a blockchain infrastructure, really, that applications can be built on top of. So if you think about an analogy, you would look at the internet, right? The internet allowed you to have email, video sharing, file sharing in general, and all these other features that we take for granted today. Now, if you're looking at blockchains, I mean, you've had Bitcoin, which is sort of this first generation cryptocurrency that's a non-programmable blockchain, and it's used for transferring value from one party to another. And then all of a sudden, you go and you have these programmable blockchains, which are, you know, like Ethereum, like Solana, like Polkadot. And all of a sudden, you're able to do a whole bunch of really interesting things on top of them using these little contracts, really, or these little programs called smart contracts. And a smart contract is just a bit of jargon in the crypto space, but really it's self-executing code. So you could have an example where you say, okay, well, you know, if I want to have a certain amount of money transferred to my landlord every single month, no longer do you have to set up a debit order with your bank. All of a sudden, you can actually bake that in through a smart contract into the money itself. So the money actually then decides, okay, right, once a month, the person that owns this money is sending this to the other party. If you think about perhaps a car dealership, right, you can automate the payment to a particular you know, party and all the rest. And this is where things get really interesting, because money evolves. The way that value and information is transferred around the world evolves. It's not relying on centralized parties anymore. It is actually relying on the network in a decentralized, more peer-to-peer way. And that's really the crux of what, you know, sort of all the crypto hype and excitement is going for.
And Kieran, I mean, that's the key thing. I mean, back in the day, crypto was all about this is the new currency. And that, I mean, I don't think El Salvador's trying the experiment with Bitcoin. Cuba's talking about it. We're seeing some sort of, you know, dollar-backed coins and the like. But really, crypto has, as a concept, really much it's become about that blockchain and what can be done within and on top of blockchains.
It's going to change everything. I think Sean used the term Web 3.0, and yeah. I think people are still trying to wrap their heads around this. And what does that actually mean? And when we say it's going to change everything, it's going to mean the end, perhaps, of a huge amount of work that is currently done by accountants. For example, when you do an audit, you're doing a sample of maybe 1% of the transactions in a firm. Well, with blockchain, you can do a 100% audit. So you can be absolutely assured 100% that the transactions or the financial statements you're seeing are accurate. It's going to do away with a lot of work that lawyers are doing because of these smart contracts that we've just been talking about as well. They're self-executing. There's no intermediary. You don't need a court or a judge or a lawyer to decide when these things are actionable. Yeah. Because they are self-executing. And you've got so many other types of financial transactions which are now going to take place on the blockchain. And smart contracts are going to take over the world. And this thing is going to swarm us in the next 2 years, 3 years. You're going to see all sorts of new products, insurance products, financial products. And so the race is on for who is going to be the main player here. So you've got Cardano, you've got Polkadot, you've got Ethereum, you've got Solana, and you've got some others that are all contesting for dominance in the space. The reason Solana has been exploding as a cryptocurrency, so you have this blockchain, which is a network that is able to transact, but you also have a currency. So Solana itself is a currency, and you have to purchase the Solana currency in order to transact on that blockchain. And the reason it's been so successful is because the volume of transactions that it can handle, it can do about 65,000 per second. Now, you think about that. Bitcoin, by the way, only does 7. Ethereum does about 30. So, and they're all scaling up. They've all got problems. They've got choke points, and they're all trying to scale up. If you're going to have a system that controls, not necessarily controls, but is able to handle the huge volumes of transactions that are needed, you need to be able to do something of the order of what Solana can do.
Yeah, 65,000 a second. That is totally proper. Sean, coming back to you, I mean, you've had Solana in one of your bundles, so I could get sort of exposure to it as a basket. But Revix now launching, is it today where I will be able to buy the crypto as a standalone?
Yes. So we've launched Solana due to popular demand as a standalone cryptocurrency on the platform. And what's really cool about what we're doing, and I'll use the word cool because we're in the crypto space, so we can be candid and open with everything. We are offering Solana purchases completely fee-free on the platform. So you can go on, you can put whatever amount of money you want to put in. That's from 150 Rand through to whatever you want. And you don't pay any fees when you purchase Solana. So that's, it's available on Revix from this morning. And we've already seen a pretty big uptake in this. I mean, this is sort of the hottest cryptocurrency of this year. And as Kieran mentioned, the transaction throughput of this blockchain is really impressive. The potential further increase actually in the transaction throughput is really impressive. The cost of operating on the blockchain is, I guess, really attractive at this point in time, certainly relative to Ethereum and other blockchains. And I think the most important thing, something we've been talking about for a very long period of time, is to say, well, you've got a lot of speculation in this space. Where is actually the development? Where is the use case behind these different cryptos and blockchains? Well, here you've got over 400 products and projects working on top of Solana. And this is a cryptocurrency that in all earnest really hasn't actually been around for more than 12 months. I mean, sure, they launched the blockchain and all the rest, but it was still in its infancy. So I think there's a lot of potential upside. As we always say, crypto is high risk. This is a super high risk category. Don't ever invest more than you can afford to lose. Do your homework. Start small. We cannot emphasize this enough. This is a space, especially with a cryptocurrency that's gone up over 5,500% over the last 12 months. You do need to look at this and say, okay, well, if I'm going to allocate some money to it, let me do it responsibly. This is not a casino. This is an emerging asset class. And you can put some money in, it can pull back 10, 20, 30%. And that's the sort of the risk that you take for that upside opportunity. And, you know, at Revix, we do promote that. We want to be long-term greedy when it comes to dealing with clients.
Okay, I like that. Long-term greedy. I mean, this crypto space is risky, but let's also be clear, there's been money made here. And to Kieran's point, I mean, if there's stuff built on top, I was reading about the hackathon that Slander did, and I think the first hackathon 3 years ago, like 10 people arrived, and now this one 2020, I think it was 3,500. There is tons happening there. We'll leave it there. Sean Saunders, founder at Revix, Kieran Ryan, MoneyWeb contributor as a Solana launches on Revix. Appreciate the morning time, gentlemen.